What's up, podcast world? I am so excited for this episode because it was inspired by my clients, as always, but my parents, who I got to talk to, and I'm going to record another podcast on Sunday with them. And so last night we talked about what we were going to talk about, and this is inspired by that conversation that I had with them. So I need to say some of this stuff because it just needs to be said in general, and not a lot of people are going to say it. So here I am. I will say it and have no reason not to. The title of this podcast is going to be "My Biggest Pet Peeve is When Women Use Their Kids as an Excuse for Anything." And so I hear it all the time, all the time. Kids are the excuse they can't lose weight, they can't work out, they can't track their food, they can't stay on plan, they have to drink alcohol to deal with their kids, right? All the things. Like, if you ever say, I cannot or do not do this, or I do this because of my kids, one, know that that's an excuse, and two, know that it's not your kids, it's you. And so let it just be a red flag. If you say that, let that be a red flag to be like, all right, I need to revisit myself and my own decisions and make sure that it's not fair for your kids to be your excuse. That's the ultimate takeaway, because you brought them here, right? And that, you know, a couple things. One, you don't have to have kids. Right? You don't have to have kids. That's one. Don't have kids until you have a good man. That's another thing. All right? And this whole podcast is probably going to hurt your feelings, but you need to hear it, though. Don't have kids until you find a good man. If that means you can't have sex, then don't have sex. Right? But I don't believe that there are such things as accidents when it comes to kids. Because when you have sex, whether you're on birth control or not, it doesn't matter. When you choose to have sex, you are choosing to take the chance that you're going to get pregnant, whether you're on birth control or not. So an accident is when you don't know the outcome. When you don't know how the outcome is what it's going to be or what it could be, and you fall into whatever outcome you get, that's an accident. But the only way you get pregnant, there's only one way: you have sex, right? So again, I'm a very proactive person, and believe me, look, I done had sex plenty of times, unprotected sex plenty of times. I'm not saying that. I'm just as honest as I can be. What I have told myself, what I would tell my kids, is what I'm telling you. So I'm not judging you. I don't give a shit what you do or who you have sex with. I just want you to understand that your kids are not the reason you can't lose weight. Your kids are not the reason for anything, because you made the decision to bring them here. Even if it was a quote unquote accident, it don't matter. You still could have done something about it. And again, I'm not trying to push on abortion, but it is what it is, right? If you get pregnant and you know 100% you cannot make this happen, if you're not willing to make the changes that need to happen to it be in that next season of life, which is my next thing I was going to say, is when you make the decision to have a kid, whether you do it on purpose or you do it on accident, it don't matter. You are making the decision to step into the next season of life, which does not involve anything that your last season involved. You can't go to the bars. You can't go. You don't have girls' night out anymore. You don't need to be drinking every single week, day, night. Nothing you did in your previous life do you need to carry over in the season of having children. And that, some people are like, oh, so, you know, so when I have kids, my whole life changes. Well, yeah, one, yes, it does. That's not like buying a pet. It's not like buying a new car. That is a 18-year commitment that you are making, and it is what it is. So that's that, right? Do I encourage you to find the healthy boundary of what, you know, and that's what I'm going to have my parents on to talk about, is how they were able to maintain and balance their own mental health, their own physical health, their marriage, and having two kids at the same time. Because today's world, women use their kids so much as an excuse. When what is the difference between today having kids and 30 years ago having kids? Well, I'll tell you a couple differences. One, social media. My parents didn't have time. They didn't scroll on social media, waste time. So that's one thing. So that they were able to play golf. They were able to be active and work out. They were able to do things. Whereas these people these days, they are so unaware of what their time and where it's going that they come up with excuses as to why they don't have time to meal prep or to meal plan or to exercise or do all the things, right? So having my parents to, and again, even them and even talk to them last night, it's going to be hard for them to, all they can do is say, because they're so, it's so different these days, right? With social media being a big, big part of the parents, quote unquote, problems and the kids, right? So how, and they didn't have to deal with it. They didn't have to monitor social media back then for us. Whereas parents these days do. So let me stay on track, but, and I'll get to that on Sunday. The biggest thing is with this podcast, it's just, you knew what you were, when you made that decision, and it goes back to what I talk about all the time, how important decision making is. My job as a coach is to teach my girls how to make good decisions. If I can teach you how to make good decisions and thought out logical decisions, then you have the tools to make every decision moving forward that's only going to benefit you, from getting pregnant or to what you eat, to what you do with your time. If you make good decisions, then the outcome is pretty damn predictable, to be honest with you. Okay, so the do not have kids until you are mentally, physically, emotionally, and financially ready. The other day I posted a story that said, heal yourself before you have kids. Heal yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, metabolically, obviously, hormonally, financially, before you have kids. Don't do it while you're having the kids or after you have kids, or do it before you have kids so that your kids don't suffer, right? And one thing that I see in my clients, and I talk to my clients all the time about kids, and I know that I'm not a parent, but I do, which is a great perspective to have, to be honest with you, as a parent, because I can logically put into perspective other things. But the kind of, that was a little off track, and I literally just forgot what I was about to say. Kids, not ready to have kids. Oh, just being able to understand that you've never, one, a lot of my clients have never had kids before, right? And so therefore they don't know how to do that. So to be able to heal themselves mentally and emotionally and financially and physically before they have kids, that would be ideal. But that's not 99% of the world or anybody really. So after they have kids, how can you heal yourself? That takes even more effort, right? So that's why I said the other day, you know, heal yourself before, because now you, not only are you trying to heal yourself from all these mental, physical, emotional, financial places that you have put yourself in, now you're trying to raise a kid as well alongside of that, right? So now everything is going to take a halt as far as progress wise, because it's hard to do that. It's hard to grow a kid. And I'm talking about just lead them, right? It's hard to lead them when you don't even know where you're leading yourself. Definitely, it's when you're trying to figure it out yourself, you damn sure don't know how are you going to lead your kid to having a better relationship with food and having a better mindset and having even a financial, how are you going to lead them to a financial, be successful that way when you're not even successful that way, right? So heal yourself before you have kids so that you don't use your kids as a crutch to keep these old bad habits forever. And so that, and then the second thing that I just cannot comprehend is when people say, I want to have kids because my parents can help me. You think your parents want to help you raise kids after they done raised you and your sisters and your brothers? Like, what makes that okay? You know, what makes that okay? And though, you know, and I see this all the time. Yeah, they want to be grandparents, but they don't want to be parents. They ain't trying to raise another kid. So you don't get to go to the Mardi Gras ball. You don't get to go to the beer bash weekend and leave the kids with your parents. That is not fair. You don't, this is goes back to this season of life does not involve those things. So when you have the kid, you accept all these things that life has to change. And it is what it is. If to you, drinking alcohol and beer fests and Mardi Gras and all that is how you live life, then you're going to be a sad mom. So find other ways to live life. Find other ways that help you feel good and have excitement. Because if you look for excitement and you look for fun in the ways that you used to, you're going to be highly disappointed, right? And the biggest thing, not even that you're going to be highly disappointed, you're going to be a horrible leader to your kids. You know, if like when I was talking to my parents, I remember very vividly the first night in my whole life that I ever saw my mom drunk. What first night? I was 12 years old. I might have been 13 years old. My parents, I didn't never see them drink ever. And that played a huge part of the reason that I didn't drink until I was like a junior in high school. And because it just wasn't normal. And, you know, that for me, and I tell clients all the time when we start creating alcohol boundaries, right? Because all of them at one point early on, they'll use their kids. My kids drive me crazy. I got to drink wine. All right. Well, if we don't find something else to do, you're not going to make progress on this end. And that's just an excuse. You're going to stay with that excuse until your kids are 18 and then you're going to come up with another excuse when they move out, right? So the boundaries, very clear. If I drive and my kids are with me, I do not drink. That would be a very clear non-negotiable boundary that I set if I had kids. And look, I set that and I have a husband. That's it. That's all I need and myself to know that I don't want to drink and drive, right? Again, going back to the possibilities, same thing when I have sex, of me getting pregnant, of me getting in a wreck, increase. And I'm trying to live longer than that. I'm trying to make sure, I'm trying to guarantee anything, I can live another day, right? So I'm not going to do something that's, so to me, as a parent, it makes it very easy to make that clear boundary. I don't drink when my kids are present. Why? Because what if something happens to them and I got to bring them to the hospital? And for my parents, that happened a couple times, right? I got injured. My parents had to bring me to the hospital. The last thing they want to do is show up to the hospital with the kid with a broke leg, drunk. And so I asked my dad, I was like, what made it so easy for y'all to not drink when every other parent, you know, drank everywhere. And he said, I just didn't want to be known as that Gracie's dad, the guy who always drinks. And that alone. So, and I talk about this all the time as far as how I've become the woman I am. I've become the woman I am by not knowing where I'm trying to go, but just knowing what I don't want to be. I don't want to be that wife that bitches about everything. I don't want to be that wife that is drunk all the time. I don't want to be that wife that has to drink to deal with life. I just don't want to be that wife. So I'm going to make sure I don't do the things that make me look like I'm going to be that wife, right? So again, using the kids as an excuse to do things. You can use your kids as an excuse to not do things as well. And the biggest thing that I learned, getting to talk to my parents and interview them like I have and like I will on these podcasts it's going to be awesome because I'll be able to understand why I have the mind that I do. And I hope that it allows you to change your perspective on things, you know, things that are holding you back. You know, my mom said last night, one of the things that, and I have lived by this for a long time, but you, You can do anything that you want to do, but you can't do everything that you want to do right now. And that's huge, you know? And so for me, to be a leader, that is your only job as a parent, is to lead your kids. And wherever you lead them, whatever they see, whether they see you drinking, whatever you're eating, whatever you're yelling at, you're fighting, you and your husband are fighting, and they see that, like, and they think that that's normal. I've never seen my parents fight ever. That does not mean that they never fought, right? And that was something else I asked. I said, what was the priority? What was one of your top priorities in raising us? That y'all never saw us stress. Y'all never saw us financially stressed. Y'all never saw us fighting. Never saw us trying to figure things out. We would always figure things out after y'all went to sleep or outside of where y'all's presence were. We would figure it out, and then we would come to y'all with the plan, the action, plan of action. We're going to, you know, like for at one point, when I got to 10th grade, I had to choose to play one sport, because up until that point, I was playing four sports and my sister was playing two sports, and soccer and basketball were kind of entered, like, now getting to where they were in the same season. Not totally. I could have pulled it off as far as playing both, but that would have made my parents be like Uber drivers every day, all day. And they had, both of them had full-time jobs, so they can't do that. And I had my sister that cheerlead. So they realized that, all right, something's going to have to happen here, right? We can't do all the things. So they went, figured out a plan. They come to me and they said, here's your options. You got to pick a sport. They didn't come to me saying, we cannot make this happen. They didn't make it as, it was no excuse. As far as I was not their excuse to not be able to make it happen. They just said, the reality of this, of life, is that I gotta work. If you want to play all the sports, if you want to play one sport, it don't matter. I gotta work to get you to do that. So I cannot compromise this. Therefore, you're gonna bend on this end. And look, I'm their kid, so I'm not gonna fight back. And that's another thing. Talking to parent moms, tell them what the plan is. Don't let them tell you what the plan is, right? So the job of a parent, lead them to the person that you want to become. And so one of the exercises I've gotten a lot of my clients to do that changes, or I've probably gotten every one of them to do it, but maybe not all of them yet. At one point in their journey, they have to tell me, what is the woman that you want to be? What does she look like? What does she wear? What does she smell like? What does she do? What is her daily schedule? What does her hair look like every day? How is her marriage? How is her sex life? How is her children? Tell me and describe this woman to a T. And when they do that, when they tell me the woman that they want to be, the mom that they want to be, the wife that they want to be, and they make that clear to themselves, everything starts to fall into place, because then they only make decisions based on that one woman. They don't make decisions on their present self, because they don't want to be their present self no more. Definitely don't want to be this old self, right? So leading yourself to be that woman in that next season of life, so that you can lead your kids, is your only job. Accepting the fact that you no longer get to do all this old fun things. It's not that you don't get to do fun things, because you can damn sure do fun things, but your fun is a little bit different when you have kids. And that is just comes along with it, right? And sometimes, you know, and I've heard women say this, and it just still blows my mind. Well, I don't think life is going to change when I have kids. What? That's like the biggest life-changing event that could happen in somebody's life. So if you take anything from this podcast and you don't have kids, let it be this. Life changes big time when you have kids. Don't ever tell yourself. Don't try and convince yourself anything else, because it will. It changes. But that's okay. That's okay. You can find other fun things to do with your kids. That's a good thing. That's the best thing, right? With your husband. And if you can't imagine a different fun, then maybe you don't have kids, right? And so then again, it goes back to just being proactive and not, just don't have sex. If that's not an option, if the option of changing my what I view as fun, if that option is a non-negotiable for you, then I suggest you not have sex, not have a kid. And to guarantee that, we're gonna not have sex. Or get on birth control. So there's ways around it, right? But you get the idea. Like, it's silly and ignorant for someone to think that, you know, and that's playing victim, right? You're playing victim of life, and that's never gonna get you anywhere anyway. So just be when if you make a decision to have kids, when you make that decision, whether it be all of a sudden or a plan decision, know that everything that comes along with that is also a very big decision, and it's your responsibility to make good decisions at that point that are more than just selfish, right? Cut back. Oh, Lord, my cats are about to fight. Cut back on alcohol. People, and it's a whole nother story. When people say they don't have money to join a gym or hire a coach, but they got money to drink every day, and they're, oh, it's only $10 a day. Well, shit, $10 a day adds up. Add it up, right? Don't quit, just quit making excuses for life. Quit making excuses for, and damn sure don't keep making your kids your excuse. And always, you know, I said this one day to somebody. I said, when they were blaming their kids, they said that I had three, they had a kid 3 years prior to this, at this moment. And she said, I just can't lose the baby weight. It's been 3 years. I said, go tell your kids that they are the reason that you have health issues. They are the reason that you're quote unquote fat. Go tell your kids that and let me know how they respond. Keep telling your kids that they are the reason that you drink, that they are the reason you have all these health issues. Let them know that. And she said, well, I'm not going to tell them that. Well, then don't tell yourself that. You're not going to tell them that because you don't want them to feel bad, because that ain't the reason you have health issues. And you know damn well that's not. So you're not going to tell them because you don't want them to feel that they are the reason. And because you know that's not the reason. You know that's, you are the reason. You are the reason for everything that you have. The life you have, the body you have, all is because of you. So know that. And anytime you make these excuses, just stop long enough to say, you know what? Maybe it is me. Maybe it's not everybody else. I am the reason that I can and cannot do this. It ain't your kids. And I guess I'm just sticking up for your kids because they can't stick up for themselves and for your parents, because they're not going to tell you, hey, I don't want to keep your kids again. This is the third weekend in a row. I don't want to keep them. I'm trying to live my life, but my parents living their best life. They told me last night they're going on a 10-day cruise. Hell yeah, go. Please, go. That's what you deserve. That's what you work so hard for. So if you are a grandparent and you need your kids to hear this podcast, send it to them. And if you're a mom, sorry, my husband calling me. If you're a mom and you use your parent, please know they ain't trying to do that. Let them live their life. Let your kids live their life too, because just, you know, they only get one chance and you are their leader. Give them a chance to feel good. Give them a chance to know good. Give them a chance to be better than you in this world. Because even just coming from my parents and that generation, my generation, to this day and age, you know, it's only going to get worse as far as social media. So control it. Control yourself. Learn yourself so that you can teach your kids better, and so they know better, and they don't grow up making excuses for themselves. Okay, that's it for today. I just need to get that off my chest. I'm glad that I got it off my chest. And yeah, Sunday I'm going to do a podcast with my parents. I'm super excited about that. So hopefully that's just going to be so much fun. and so inspiring. And I hope that whether you have, you know, your parents are still here. My goal with having them on here is just to help everybody get that different perspective of how to parent, how to do things different. And it's not that they did everything better because they've never been a parent before until me. So they'll talk about their trials and their errors and their things that they did that worked and things that they didn't work. And, you know, giving advice to people. A lot of my girls don't have parents. And so my first thought is give them what I can give them and my parents, you know, as far as just wisdom and knowledge and things like that. So really excited about that. And a lot of it's going to be very truth hurts, which is pretty much my story, what this podcast should be called, because my parents are very logical and they're very realistic with everything. And which I don't feel like women these days are. And so it's just going to open your eyes to different ways and different ways to think that, so that ultimately the ultimate goal is to raise our kids to be better people than we are, right? And that is the only goal. So I will see y'all or talk to y'all on Sunday. And yeah, GracieRecord_fit on Instagram if you want to talk, if you have any questions or if you have anything to say about this podcast, just I'm open to all feedback. I love it. So thank you for being here and I'll talk to you later. So that's it for today. As always, thank you so much for being here. It means so much to me that you even want to listen to my stories. If you felt this episode spoke to you in any way, please share it with your friends, share it with your family. If you share it on social media, please tag me on Instagram, GracieRecord_fit. On Facebook, Gracie Record. I'd love to just connect with you and just watch your journey and learn from you. If you're interested in my one-on-one whole body health coaching program, the application is below. You can fill it out, schedule a free call with me, and we can just figure out your next step together. And yeah, I cannot wait to talk to you. I cannot wait to meet you. I cannot wait to hopefully connect with each and every one of y'all because you are the reason that I'm here. So I'm so thankful for y'all.